Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The coronavirus crisis may change the Israeli observance of Holocaust Remembrance Day, Memorial Day, and Israel's Independence Day. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Holocaust Remembrance Day upcoming this week. They're not going to have the open activities normally they do there at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial location. They've already pre-taped them. They're going to put them on television. This is a unique way of doing it, but they still want to remember Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Well, and Jimmy, it is an annual event that is mostly televised. There's always a state ceremony, and that has various guests and that sort of thing, and that's televised every year. So that's how it normally functions. But they're a little more concerned a little further on this month. Of course, we have Independence Day coming right after the Fallen Soldiers Remembrance Day. Of course, Holocaust for the victims of the World War II Nazi Holocaust, and then the next week for all of the fallen soldiers, and then immediately followed by Independence Day. Well, just as in the States, that's normally a day when families go out into the parks. How to change that custom this year is going to be a real challenge. Do they just try to forbid all of these gatherings, or is that just too much? They're asking around and checking.
These special holy days, and they're not dictated by the Bible to be observed by the Jewish people. These are special times when the Jews want to remember. And of course, Holocaust Remembrance Day, they want to remember never again will they allow that to happen. So these are special occasions. They're not going to quit thinking about this. They want to keep that upmost in everybody's mind. They don't want it ever to happen again, do they?
They don't, Jimmy, but as you suggest, they're not really religious in nature, so the synagogues are not normally filled with people. There's not big groups gathering to pray like there is at Passover and the other holy days, so that's good. There's a reason they call it community spread. You get a bunch of people together that don't normally hang together, and that virus goes real fast, or so say the experts.
David Dolan with the details why Israelis may observe national holidays different this year. However, they will not forget them. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Jews in Israel stop to honor certain days annually. They do this because of the significance of these special days in the life of the Jewish state of Israel. They observe Holocaust Remembrance Day to be able to say, never again will they allow such a Holocaust to take place. Memorial Day honors all the fallen soldiers that have died during the wars of the modern-day state of Israel. And Independence Day this year marks the 72nd birthday of the Jewish state. These dates all mark a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...